How can you share something until you first have it? You got to guard it to give it away. Well, thank you so much for joining this series on declaring the gospel. Today we're going to emphasize declaring the gospel. How? By going. The gospel has an impelling go in it. Did you see how it's spelled? G-O-S-P-E-L. Well, I'm Chris Nyanakin, and in this Mission Emphasis series, we want to look at this whole aspect of going in order to declare the gospel. If you have your Bibles, you could turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In this resurrection chapter, Paul the Apostle has a powerful message to communicate to the church at Corinth. Maybe we as Christians, even Corinthian Christians today, who have so much to live with and so little to live for. During this season of the pandemic, where we are all hunkered down and wonder, oh, there's travel restrictions and all kinds of travel bans. How can I go? Well, here is the reason why, but also the importance of how to declare the gospel. Paul says this, listen, now he says, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached. The gospel that I preached to you, which you received, in which you now stand. Do you see what the sequence there? Paul had received this gospel. He had preached it to the people in Corinth. They had received it, and now they are standing on the gospel truth. He says, you've been saved, but now you've got to hold fast to this word I preached, which you believed. I delivered this to you, he says, of very first importance. Priority number one, the gospel. And I gave this to you. It's about Jesus dying and how he was buried and rose again according to the scriptures and how he appeared to Peter. And you know what? Jesus is coming again. We need to keep going till Jesus comes. Now, a few thoughts first and foremost about gospel possession. You remember I said you first must have something in order to share it. You got to go have it in order to give it out. Paul had received this gospel. You remember, Paul was an intellectual. He knew a lot about this. And he was even a persecutor of the early church. Until on the road to Damascus, he had an encounter, an experience with Jesus Christ. But that was followed by a commission. God used a guy called Ananias, an ordinary disciple, and said, go to the street called Straight. Did you see? Ananias had to go to Paul. Jesus had given Paul his commission and said, you are going to, here's the word, go to the Gentiles. So what is this about going? Well, first and foremost, about this gospel possession that we must have in order to share, let me emphasize, Paul preached this with what I call fervor, passion. The passage that comes to my mind when I think of declaring the gospel by going and why we need to do that, I think of Romans chapter 1 and verse 14 to 17. Paul says, three things. I call it the three I am sayings of Paul. Think of this. First of all, he says, on a negative way, I am not ashamed. We live in a generation, in contemporary times, in the name of tolerance, people have tried to hush us, to stop us from sharing our faith. Paul says, listen, I know there's persecution and all kinds of opposition, but I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. The second I am, he says, and this is very interesting, he says, I am obligated. Literally, he says, I'm a debtor. I owe people this. What? The gospel. Have you ever considered yourself as a debtor? Yeah. We live in a culture of entitlement. You know, we think everybody owes us something. Because we are American, right? Because we have rights. Now listen, nobody owes us as Christians anything. We receive grace. We owe people the gospel. Declare it. How? By going. The third thing Paul said is not only I'm not ashamed and I'm a debtor or obligated, he said, I am eager and ready. You get this picture, you know, like we're in the now in the Olympic Games and you have all these events where people are ready to sprint. That's the action hero that Paul is. He says, I'm eager and ready to go with the gospel. Have you been declaring the gospel by going? You see, that preaching with fervor had to be received by faith. And the Corinthians had received this word, the gospel that's able to save them. How? By simply trusting the message. But how can they do that if somebody hasn't shared that? Because faith is a response, right? Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10, 17. And hearing what? The word of God. So we've got to give them the message so that they can respond in faith. Now, the third thing I want to say is, it is this response in faith that gives them a firm standing. So here they are standing firm. That footing, before we jump and run and fly and go, we need to stand on this truth. And this is very much part why in a world that ridiculed the gospel and rejected Christ, there are those who long to receive it, but somebody must take it to them. Would you do that? Do you have that sense of urgency? Let me say this. Declare the gospel. You know, the word gospel literally means good news. If somebody had cancer and you discovered the cure for cancer, let me ask you, would you keep it to yourself? If some loved one in your family was dying of cancer and you found the cure, would you say, oh, I've got trademark, patent, copyright? No. You will be eager to share and ready to do that. And you'll do it quickly. Declare the gospel. How? By going. Here's something I want us to remember. The gospel is only good news if it reaches people in time. Can we go with the gospel? That's how we declare it, by going. Secondly, I want to share a little bit about gospel proclamation. The word proclaim that Paul was using here is not simply something you share or some communication media that you kind of sense a signal. No, this is a heralding, a joyful proclamation. He was heralding, he was preaching. Kerygma is a clear clarion call for people to confess Jesus as Christ. You see, they can call upon the name of the Lord in order to be saved. Romans chapter 10. If you look at the passage we've been meditating on, Romans 10, 11 to 15, notice in verse 17, Paul says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then he gives us what I call the logic of missions, a case for Christ and why we need to declare the good news. He starts very simply. He says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what is this calling on the name? You see, calling represents crying out to God. That is another word for prayer. Call out to the spirits, to gods. And every religion has the sense of supplication and petition and calling on gods. But this is calling on a specific name. It is the strong name of Yahweh, who sent Jesus as Yeshua, the only Savior for all humanity. That's why we must call upon that name. You know why? There's no other name. The gospel implies declaring the name. But where? To the nations, to those who have not yet heard. How will they hear? We need to go. Declare the gospel by going. Well, it's not just calling on the name. Paul in this passage says, if you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart, he has raised him. Here again, the resurrection. But this confession, the word confession, literally means to say the same thing that God would say about ourselves as fallen human beings, as sinners who have rebelled and being enemies with God. But most of all, what we would confess about his son to be the only savior for us, the only hope of salvation. If you're listening to us today, let me ask you, have you confessed? Not just sins, you need to do that, that's called repentance, but you also need to confess who Jesus is. You see, the gospel has both a negative repentance from sin and self, but it's also a turning to God in confessing Christ as Lord and following him. How will people know that unless we go declare the gospel? Calling on the name, confessing our sins, requires someone who has this message to carry the gospel. Now, maybe some of you are thinking, okay, Chris Nyanakin, I can't stand and preach to people. I'm not like you, you know, a missionary going to unreached people groups in restricted access countries. I can't do that. Well, let me tell you something. This declaring the gospel by going is not necessarily to cross the seven seas to the nations. Yes, the nations have not yet heard the name of Jesus, the only name by which they can be saved. But listen to this. Something amazing has happened. Even we realize this during this pandemic where everybody's hunkered down with all the travel restrictions. You know what? The nations are already in our neighborhood. So you know what? You and I don't have to cross the seven seas. Well, I do. But you may have to cross the street. Or maybe start in your own home. Carry the candle. I like that song. You may not be able to shout on a megaphone. You may not have to travel in an aeroplane. But this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Without much noise, like salt, light makes a big difference. I love the song. Carry your candle. But notice, into the darkness. We need to declare the gospel by going, carrying your candle into the darkness. There's mobility and movement to missions. I often say the gospel must reach the lost at any cost while we can. The gospel is not come and see. Yes, people said, come and see. The tomb is empty. It didn't stop there. The gospel is about go and tell Jesus is risen again. That is good news. Finally, I want to share a little bit. We've looked at the gospel possession. We must first have it and receive it in order for us to share it, to declare it by taking it to the nations. The second thing we've looked at, proclamation, this joyful heralding of the gospel. And I've simply argued, how can people know who've never heard unless we who have it go? They will never know till we go. Declare the gospel by going. Finally, I want to talk to us about gospel propaganda. Now, you know, of recent years, we've heard this word propaganda. The social media has really messed us up, isn't it? By all these false meta-narratives and wrong propaganda, evil sometimes propaganda. Listen, the propaganda we are talking about proclaiming the gospel is good news. It is the message that is able to save sinners from sin and self and Satan's clutches and give us a home in heaven. It is our only hope, the good news, the gospel. So let me encourage you. Let's keep going because Jesus is coming again. For this last point about propaganda, I want to go full circle back to hear our commander-in-chief. Yeah, I'm talking about King Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28 and in verse 18 to 20, we know that passage. It's called the Great Commission. I call it the Grave Omission. Nobody's doing it. But let me tell you a little bit about the Great Commission. How do we go? By what authority? In order for us to be ambassadors,
to declare the gospel by going. You see, an ambassador doesn't stay in his own homeland, does he? An ambassador is someone who represents his nation on offshore in other countries. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We are there to proclaim. But do we have any authority? Yes, we do. So what is our authority? Listen to what Jesus said. All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Therefore, as he endows us with that authority, he says, go. Did you see that again? The gospel as an impelling, go. Therefore, because I have empowered you, this great commission is a great empowering. Or I often tease people and say, yeah, these are good equipments that they don't work because they don't have a battery. When Jesus gave us the commission and he equipped us, he included the battery. You say, what is the battery? Well, it's true that the word itself produces life, germinates the seed of the word. But notice what Jesus said. Go to Jerusalem and wait. You know why? You shall receive power. When? After the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then you will be my witnesses. Where? Jerusalem? Did you see that? Judea? Did you hear that? Samaria? Oh, for them also? Yes. To the uttermost part of the earth. How will they hear unless we go? The gospel has an impelling goal. This concentric unfolding of the good news to the ends of the earth implies that those in the core who received it keep going. How? Declaring the gospel. Where? Wherever they went. That is the story of the book of Acts. Friends, if you're listening to us today, are you mobile or are you static? You know why this is called a mobile phone? Because it goes wherever I go. You know, the gospel has mobility. How do we do that? How can we do that? We've got the word, objective truth. We've got his Holy Spirit, the power within us to go. Batteries included. But I want to say a third thing. We need to go together. That's why we have conferences like this. Because we need one another to encourage, to mobilize. So three things I want to leave you with in order to tell us not only how we declare the gospel by going, why we need to go, because there's no other name, and unless they hear it, they can't get saved. Here's the third thing. We need to go together. That we declare the gospel by going is very important. Paul said, I declare this of first importance. Number one priority. Is it your number one priority? Is it our number one priority as a church, as the people of God? So I suggest that those of us who realize God is with us, I am with you, Jesus is with us by his Spirit, we must first and foremost evangelize by going. Share the good news. Wherever you go, gossip the gospel. That's how we declare it, by going. The gospel is not come and hear, it is go and tell. Every one of those disciples, learner, followers, became what? Apostles. Did you know the word apostle means sent one? Because there was a sense that they were sent. They were on the go. As they went, they shared the Lord, resurrected Lord, and the gospel to those who were lost without Jesus. Let's keep going. Secondly, we not only need to go together because we realize we need to evangelize, we need to declare the gospel by going, but don't forget we need to baptize and stabilize, teach them. Now, many people say, okay, here we go. Our church is here. We gather, we teach, we do a lot of Bible studies. Hold on. What are we talking about? We baptize and we stabilize. How? By teaching people. But wait, teaching people what? Teaching people. Did you hear the two-letter words that we often miss? Teach them to do. To do what? All that I have commanded you. commanded? What's the greatest thing that Jesus commissioned us? Go make disciples. That's where you start. So let's not only evangelize and stabilize. Here's the third thing. We need to mobilize. Because that's where life is seen in the church. We vitalize the members and we mobilize them to share the gospel so that the gospel will produce new life to those who are lost without Jesus Christ. We need that doctrinal stability, but we need missional mobility to declare the gospel. How? By going. Well, let me say a few things as we tie this thing together. Many of us have been challenged during this month with so many restrictions, but let me encourage us. Would you start where you are? By sharing. Sharing not just by your lips, maybe your very life. Help our neighbors. Today, our good works is the good news. Let's cross the streets, reach those who are near us, who are like us. Then we can reach those who are not near us, who are like us. Then we can reach those who are not near us and not like us. How? By keep on going. Well, I trust you've been encouraged by this message, because one of these days, guess what? Jesus is coming again. And until he comes, let's keep declaring the gospel. How? Let's keep going till Jesus comes.